Welcome back to Crime and Mystery with Chelsea and Leela.
So hey, welcome back to our podcast, and today we're going to discuss the Menendez brothers case. So basically, on August 20th of 1989, Jose and Mary Menendez were found shot to death in their Beverly Hills home. Later on, their sons, Lyle and Erica Menendez, were found guilty of their murder. Through the whole trial, you would discover that the sons were molested by their father. To make it look less suspicious, the two brothers drove to a movie theater and bought a ticket for the movie Batman. They tossed the guns and changed into clean and unblooded clothes before driving back to their house and pretending to discover the bodies. We know all those details because the brothers confessed. They were arrested until a half year later. They reportedly spent $1 million on parties, traveling, shopping. They also had therapy sessions, which those led to their eventual arrest.
Both of the brothers were convicted on two counts of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. In the penalty phase of the trial, they were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now let's bring our opinions to this podcast. Do you think both of the brothers were wrongfully convicted?
Honestly, yes. Because they didn't deserve that. They should have had a chance to explain this. Maybe they did. But I feel like the jury and the judge didn't understand their point of view. Even though they probably didn't look like they were molested because they were the perfect American family. But it could happen to anybody. Like, it's not something that you can prevent or, like, you could see happening because it's behind closed doors. What about you?
I totally agree. I say they were wrongfully convicted because they should have been taken to a mental health hospital. It wasn't fair for them to be directly sent into prison without help. They were overlooked at, and the emotional part of this journey was ignored. And it was more of the outcome and the consequences.
Yeah, and I also feel like they didn't look like they were molested because they spent money, like I said, $1 million. And maybe the jury felt like they killed them just for money, you know? But yeah.
As they said in the report, it wasn't for money, so nobody would actually believe them. So yeah, that's our opinion about the situation. Now for our second question. Should they have taken a different route?
Obviously, because killing is not the first choice. I feel like they were in a really dark place, and killing is not an excuse for anything. It's never an excuse. But like, if I was at their place, I would have maybe done the same thing. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just so different because I've never had this experience or anything. So I really don't know. And like they said in the documentary, I think it's Eric and Menendez who said he regretted killing them because he would have liked it better if he killed himself. And that's pretty depressing to say.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It proves how they feel guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that they should have talked to their grandparents, because in the documentary, they were saying how their grandparents was like a safe place. They loved being with them, and it was wonderful compared to like the toxic household they were in. And it was just a constant comparison.
Yeah, comparison. Okay.
And I feel like it was their safety net, and they should have relied more on that than thinking about murder.
But maybe they felt like, I don't know, maybe they felt like, you know how it's his parents, who's actually molesting them, maybe they were like, oh, the grandparents are not gonna understand us because it's our own family who's yeah. doing that to us, you know? But yeah.
Yeah. So for the next question, do you think trauma played a role in this story? And if so, why?
Obviously, trauma had a big role in this story, excuse me, because they're not molested just one time or two times. It was through their whole childhood. It was not just a one-time thing. Even though it was just a one-time thing, it's still a big trauma. And you know how Lyle is the bigger brother, mm-hmm. and Eric is... when they were arrested, I think Lyle was 21 and Eric was 18. But I heard in the documentary that Jose was abusing Lyle before Eric, and one time Lyle did it to Eric. So it's really like a circle, and I feel like it was so big in his life that he had to do it to his brother. Like, it's not okay, and I don't know.
Yeah, it got pretty much passed around.
Yeah.
So I also think trauma played a big role in this story because being mentally and physically abused is draining. Also, the fact that their mother knew and didn't do anything or even help them or even talk to them about the situation must have hurt.
They did, though. She did. I think it was like the night before they were killed. The mom talked to Eric and she was like, do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I don't know what's going on?
But so, it's the fact she never acted.
Yeah, she
on
didn't
that.
Do anything yeah. though. But she knew yeah, and she did discuss it with his son.
Yeah. As you mentioned, the older brother indeed did the same thing to his younger brother. He was molesting him as well because it's basically what his father taught him. And I feel like this burden was carried through the family and will forever stay with both of the brothers.
Thank you guys for tuning in our podcast. Next week it'll be about Elizabeth Frizzell, one of our most wanted cases.